I'm WUWM's LaToya Dennis. The city of Milwaukee has a new acting police chief. The Fire and Police Commission last night unanimously voted to demote Alfonso Morales from chief back to captain. Less than a year ago, some members of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission had very different feelings about Alfonso Morales. It was only about 7 months ago that the commission appointed Morales to a four-year term as chief. Last night, all seven members of the Fire and Police Commission unanimously voted to demote Morales effective immediately. Commissioner Raymond Robakowski gave a laundry list of reasons why the commission was taking such action, ultimately saying he's been disappointed with Morales' tenure.
A series of events and actions have occurred under the leadership of Alfonso Morales that are intolerable from any leader who holds a position of trust, especially someone who's tasked with leading the Milwaukee Police Department. His conduct is unbecoming, filled with ethical lapses and flawed decisions, making it inconsistent with someone who has the privilege of leading the Milwaukee Police Department.
Morales has come under fire in recent years over the handling of the arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown, as well as the shooting of Tyree Davis, a bystander who says that after being shot by MPD, he was shackled to a hospital bed for hours. Though the last straw seems to have been the use of tear gas and pepper spray on protesters in May and June in the wake of the killing of George Floyd by a former Minneapolis police officer, Morales defended those decisions earlier this week. Just last month, the FPC charged Morales with 11 directives, including to publicly account for why his department used tear gas during those protests and put policies in place that would prohibit the future use of tear gas. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has been a steadfast supporter of Morales. After the FPC meeting, Barrett held a press conference saying he wrote the commission on Wednesday, asking it to review the directives it had given Morales. Barrett says Morales should have had an opportunity to respond to the directives.
The discussion surrounding this decision tonight was completely lacking in transparency. The action taken by the commission tonight was not good government. The FPC has spoken. The issue of public safety is bigger than any one person. We need a police department that will keep us all safe. That's what Milwaukeeans deserve.
Barrett did go on to say that he does understand some of the frustration on the part of the FPC, as Morales spent 2 weeks on a PR campaign instead of working on the directives. Barrett says more than ever, Milwaukee needs a police department that has the respect of the public, as well as a fire and police commission that is respected by citizens. The relationship between Milwaukee police and members of the black and brown community has been declining for years. Cavalier Johnson is president of the Milwaukee Common Council. He says police across the country and in Milwaukee need to take a hard look at themselves.
The calls for change are not about any one particular officer. It's not about any one particular department. It's about the institution of policing itself and the fact that that institution has for decades, indeed centuries, caused destruction and death for people of color, namely African Americans, in this community and others like it throughout the United States.
Questions remain over whether Morales will sue to get his job back. Johnson says he hopes not.
The vast majority of the monies that we've expended in terms of lawsuits have involved police in some form or another. And so I would hope, obviously, that that would not be the case, that it would not take place and put the city in a potentially dire position in terms of our finances.
Assistant Chief Michael Bronson is expected to be sworn in as the new acting chief today. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.